fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners, and happy Friday. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the April 28th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.
Voice of America.
The Voice of America is once again a proud broadcasting partner of the Men's Basketball Africa League, or BAL, which tipped off Nile Conference games this week in Cairo, Egypt. Local favorite Ahly of Egypt, Cape Town Tigers of South Africa, and 2022 BAL finalist Petro de Luanda of Angola all won their opening games. Ahly defeated Faro Viario de Beira of Mozambique 92-74. Cape Town Tigers top Seydou Legacy Athletic Club, or SLAC, of Guinea 75-68. And Petro beat City Oilers of Uganda 89-71. Each team will play five games, and the top four teams in this six-team Nile Conference will advance to next month's BAL playoffs in Kigali, Rwanda. Watching the Nile Conference action from Ivory Coast is Liz Mills, the BAL's only female head coach, who has led Abidjan Basketball Club to the BAL playoffs. Coach Mills joined Mukbil Yabaro and me on our special Nothing But Net with Mukbil and Sonny, VOA BAL podcast. And Mukbil asked Coach Mills, what have been some of the biggest changes for her from BAL season two to BAL season three?
Well, first and foremost, I'd love to thank Bill and Sonny, you both, for inviting me to be on the show again. I love your coverage of the BAL. So first and foremost, it's a honor to be asked to be on the show. And in response to your question, it's always a privilege to get an opportunity to coach in the BAL. And so I'm very happy to be back again for season three. And I think the biggest change off the court is really the management of the league itself. I think, you know, every year it gets better, it gets more fluid, more smooth. Kinks are getting ironed out. And obviously, with, you know, COVID now not being an issue like it even was last year, we have a lot more freedom. And that means more fans are coming to the games. We've got more access to different facilities. And I think that helps develop the league in the home market, but also helps expose the league to new fans each year. I also would like to say that the BAL has done an amazing job improving their off-court projects, such as the BAL Advanced Program, which is a program which allows players to learn about branding and marketing, for example, or sports psychology, sports nutrition. And so it's got a really holistic approach, and we didn't necessarily see that in season two. So this is something they've developed for season three, which has had a significant impact on the players so far. So for me, I really feel it's even from season three to four, I expect another leap, and hopefully I have the opportunity next year to continue coaching in the league and get to see the development for next year as well.
Coach Mills, it's a pleasure to have you back on the Voice of America. So thank you for joining us from Abidjan. Coach, seeing how you're the only female head coach in the BAL, do you feel like there will be more female coaches in the next few seasons of the league?
Most definitely. And I want to give a shout out to Coach Caddy Diop, who was the assistant coach for Dhaka University last season. So it was great to have another female coach in the competition. And this year there's only me, unfortunately, but I can't tell you how many female coaches reach out to me. And we're talking coaches, female coaches who have been assistant coaches in the NBA, who are really interested in coming across and coaching in the BAL. And so I think it's really just a matter of time before, you know, it's not just me marching up and down that sideline. I'm going to be seeing another female head coach or female assistant coaches in the league. And I think that's what really separates the BAL from any other professional men's league in the world. It's the opportunities for women, not even just in terms of coaching, but you see female referees, game commissioners, officials, commentators, sports journalists. You see them all the way through the BAL operations team. And it's so refreshing for to see something like that and see it be successful. And it's hopefully it's influencing other leagues like the NBA, EuroLeague, etc.
Yes, absolutely. Taking a look at the Nile Conference, Al Ahly and City Oilers are both making their BAL debuts. Al Ahly just beat CFV by 18 points. Can you share some insights about each team?
Look, I thought Al Ahly came out really well. What's even more exciting for them is their point guard didn't even play. He's a national team point guard, shooting guard, and he's just amazing to watch. So it'll be interesting to see when he rejoins the team in the next couple of games. And Beira, who from Mozambique, they didn't start well, and hopefully we can see them pick it up. But Al Ahly is a team with a lot of experience. Every single local player on that team plays for the Egyptian national team. You've already mentioned Nuni Amut. Corey Webster plays for the New Zealand national team. And Thompson has played in Egypt before and has had a decorated career. So as a club, it's participated in the former FIBA Club Championships, which is basically the BAL before the NBA stepped in. And so this is, even though it's their first BAL experience, it's not their first continental experience. And so they're one of the favorites in the Nile Conference, and they certainly came out strong. We look at City Oilers. This is a team that was established in 2011 and has gone on to win 8 titles in Uganda. So they've been pretty dominant in their region, especially what we call Zone 5, which is East Africa. And they've won Zone 5 championships as well. And a lot of their players play in the Ugandan national team, which has consistently participated in continental championships like AfroBasket and World Cup qualifiers. So although these two teams are debutants, they definitely come with a wealth of experience. But, you know, the BAL is a completely different club tournament than we've seen in Africa before. So getting used to the bigger stage, the bright lights, and the level of exposure is something that both teams will need to acclimatize themselves to. And City Oilers have got a big task. They're up against Petro de Luanda, who is another favorite, let's be honest. They came second last year. They've done amazing job recruiting. And so I think, yeah, City Oilers are getting put in the deep end, and let's see how well they swim.
I like that, coach. How well will they swim? Well, as for the entire BAL, coach, do you think there are any distinct advantages that veteran teams possess over the newcomers? You mentioned Petro, 2022 BAL finalist, very veteran team. Your thoughts?
Oh, exactly. Like they definitely have an advantage, because I think they've been there. They've been on the biggest stage. These stadium, like a lot of these teams have never participated in stadiums like this, never have had the same media exposure like this, haven't played in crowds like this. So when you've got teams who have participated in the BAL before, nothing phases them. Nothing's new. They've been here. They've done that. And I think that's a distinct advantage. But also like teams like Petro, who have been dominant on the continent for the last 20 years, nothing kind of phases this group. And I think, you know, given that they've recruited a Tia Majok, Solo Diabati from Monastir, who won the BAL, that's only added to the experience on their roster. So I can't wait for the Al Ahly Petro matchup, because basically we're going to be playing one of them for sure.
No, I honestly like that assessment right there. Al Ahly definitely showed us they are a team to you know, not take lightly. And Petro, we know what Petro brings to the table, but I think you guys will be all right. I think y'all will be good. What are your thoughts on the BAL Elevate program? And can you tell us about Joy Ikuvagja, the BAL Elevate player for the Abidjan Basketball Club?
So Joy is a young man from Nigeria. He is a point guard, combo guard, and he's a stealthy lefty, which, you know, as a coach, you love having a lefty in your pocket. So he's a bright, he's a high character young man, and he's highly coachable. That's the most important thing at his age. And I think he really came in, he was very confident in how he presented himself to the team. And look, he played with Rwanda Reg last year, so he's coming in with experience, and he really did an amazing job slotting in. Now, in terms of the Elevate program across the BAL, it's a really unique project that the BAL have undertaken. You wouldn't see this in EuroLeague or the NBA, but I think it's the right move for Africa. With the NBA Academy, it's important that these young players get an opportunity to play with elite clubs. And although, you know, some of these players, you know, end up just training with a team, just even being amongst men and understanding what a professional men's team does day to day is an experience that will elevate their game, regardless of whether they get on and off the court. You know, eventually I see this project falling away and we'll just see Elevate kids getting recruited straight out of the academy. And that's what you want to see, what we see in Europe and Australia, where you have academies that feed into senior club teams. And I think it's a great idea by the BAL right now. It's exactly what we need. And, you know, it's showcasing Africa's young talent to the world. And hopefully, you know, this is appreciated and these young gentlemen get an opportunity that they will thrive in.
Coach, just following up on Muckbill's question, how's the reception? Mm-hmm. How's the reception been from the veteran players on the ABC Fighters for, say, some of the younger players on your team?
Well, look, we are really lucky at ABC to be led by Stephane Kanate, a 43-year-old African legend who's competed in 8 Afro-Baskets. He's competed at club championships. He's been there. He's done that. And he's just such a high character leader. Honestly, as a coach, you couldn't ask for a better captain. And how he leads is how everybody follows. And he's taken such great care of Joy and taking him under his wing and really showing him what it takes to, you know, play for how long has Stefan played? 28 years almost.
Wow.
At this level. He came in as a young 14-year-old. So, and he, yeah, 28 years might be too much. My calculations. Don't trust me on anything. So, you know, when you have a captain like that and he's going to embrace the rookie, everybody else falls into line. And look, one of the big things for me when I was recruiting, even our imports and, you know, working with our locals is high character. I don't care how talented you are. If you're not a high character person, you don't come and play for ABC. And I think for us, it was very easy to embrace Joy and bring him into the fold. And he's a great young gentleman and he's stepped up and taken the challenge. And we really look forward to him coming back and working with us in Rwanda.
Coach Liz Mills, we want to thank you for joining us on this special VOA BAL podcast. And Coach, I know my colleague Muckbill Yarborough wants to give you some good luck message ahead of the BAL playoffs.
Absolutely. Best of luck, Coach. You definitely have a really strong team, and I'm convinced with your great coaching, you guys are going to do well in Kigali. So best of luck.
Well, thank you. We've got 3 new imports coming in for Rwanda, and let's just say they are extremely elite, and that's really going to help our chances. And we're really excited about going to Rwanda and, you know, shaking things up.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Well, thank you, Coach, and thanks again. And we really enjoyed chatting with you about the BAL.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, and all, as always, I can't wait till next time.
This is the voice of America. Washington, D.C.
Sporty greetings. This is Liz Mills, head coach of Abidjan Basketball Club of Côte d'Ivoire. You are listening to Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends? breakout artists? New releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This is Colonel Sam Amedu, retired President FIBA Africa Zone 3. You are once more listening to Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you very much, Colonel Sam. And I hope you and all our Sunny Side of Sports listeners have a good day and a good weekend ahead. The Basketball Africa League is a partnership between the International Basketball Federation, FIBA, and the National Basketball Association, the NBA. In NBA playoff action Thursday night, the Boston Celtics clipped the wings of the host Atlanta Hawks 128-120 to advance to the second round. The Celtics won the best of seven series 4-2. Joining us now with more details of Boston's win is the AP's Dave Ferry.
The Celtics finally advanced to the second round by rallying past the Hawks 128-120. Boston trailed before an 11-0 run that included three straight three-pointers. Jason Tatum hit one of the trays and capped the spurt with a dunk to put Boston ahead 121-113 with 207 remaining.
Just understand it was time. It was a back-and-forth game. They was hitting big shots. We was hitting big shots. And it was, you know, we could feel it. Everybody was locked in.
Jaylen Brown led the Celtics with 32 points, while Tatum added 30. Al Horford provided 10 points, grabbed 12 boards, and hit a three-pointer that put Boston ahead to stay. I'm Dave Ferry.
Thanks, Dave. Al Horford says a heckler in Atlanta inspired him to make his three-pointer that put Boston ahead to stay.
He said some stuff there that I wasn't very pleased with, and I took it to heart, and I was able to get that shot. So, you know, I appreciate him for talking trash to me. You know, some people you can talk trash to. You talk trash to me, probably not good for you.
Don't talk trash to Big Al Horford. Horford and the Celtics will next play Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Now, Philadelphia has been resting after completing a 4-game sweep of the Brooklyn Nets on April 22nd. The Celtics will host the 76ers in Game 1 on Monday night in Boston. Two California-based teams, the Los Angeles Lakers and the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors, can advance to the second round with victories at home later Friday night. The Lakers lead the Memphis Grizzlies 3-2, and the Warriors also lead the Sacramento Kings 3-2. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. And you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. You can follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook, Twitter, and at voaafrica.com. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. My Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And if you go to voaafrica.com, you can listen online to the Sunny Side of Sports
as well as past episodes. And check out some of the other VOA programs at voaafrica.com. Lots of information at voaafrica.com. Joining us now with another extra spicy package of African sports news is Samson Omale. Sporty Friday greetings, Samson.
Sporty Friday greetings to you too, Sunny. We begin the wrap of Africa sports highlights with the bidding for the hosting of the 2027 African Cup of Nations. The Confederation of African Football on Thursday acknowledged that Kenya, Tanzania and Uganda have launched a joint bid for the 2027 African Cup of Nations, which could bring the continental showpiece to East Africa for the first time. CAF also confirmed bids from Algeria, Botswana, and Egypt. The Kenyan government in December approved a cabinet proposal to back a bid for the biennial tournament alongside two of its neighbors. The government said a successful bid could help the national football team, the Harambee Stars, achieve their target of qualifying for the World Cup for the first time in 2030. Kenyan Sports Minister Ababu Nawamba said he had held discussions with his Ugandan and Tanzanian counterparts, adding that the plan to set up the joint bidding and organizing committee will be done very shortly.
Next year, for instance, we are officially launching our bid for the 2027 Africa Cup of Nations. So we have so much lined up next year. We have already started, actually. The process of audit has already started. But even as that goes on, we will start preparations. Because I am convinced that we can correct the mess of the past while making it better, getting better prepared, moving into the future. Kenya has lost the rights to host AFCON before. We were supposed to host the 1996 AFCON that went to South Africa and was won by South Africa. We were supposed to host the 2018 CHAN that was taken away from Kenya. So we have won bids before. But because of not being focused, not being organized, we have lost those opportunities. We want to go for it this time, but we will be better prepared. And one way of doing that is to put our facilities in pristine condition. And we have already started.
And now to the premier club competition on the continent, the CAF Champions League. The second leg of the quarterfinal matches will be played this weekend, and teams will jostle for a place in the semifinals. Wydad Casablanca will be seeking vengeance when they face Simba SC in a CAF Champions League quarterfinal second leg clash at the Stade Mohammed V in Morocco on Friday. The Moroccan champions are on the back foot after suffering a 1-0 loss to Simba in the first leg clash in Tanzania. Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa take on Algerian side CR Belouizdad of Algeria on Saturday with 1 foot in the semi-final as they enjoy a commanding 4-1 win from the first leg. Ahead of the match, coach Rolani Mokwena says not winning the Champions League will not define them as failures.
Yeah, no. Important game for us. Difficult game for us. I said after we played them, it's a very, very good side with a lot of internationals, a team that will definitely give us a lot of problems because I'm sure they will fight to try to discover the result. But we have to give our best. We have to have the right mentality and try to win the football match.
Elsewhere at the Stade Hamadi Agribi in Tunis, Esperance de Tunis will be out to seal a semi-final berth in the CAF Champions League when they welcome JS Kabylie for a return leg match. The Tunisian side hold the advantage in their quarterfinal tie after securing a 1-0 away win in Algeria at the Stade 5 Juliet last weekend. Al Hakli of Egypt will hope to consolidate the team's 2-0 victory over Raja Casablanca of Morocco on Saturday in the return leg of the North African Derby. African football historian Jeru Udo told the Sunnyside of Sport, the likely semi-finalist after this weekend's games.
The four quarter-final games are evenly matched, and any of these teams can advance to the last four of the competition. For the game between JS Kabylie and Esperance, as close as it is, I'll give that one to Esperance of Tunisia. And I think Wydad Athletic Club of Morocco also should be able to leapfrog Simba to the last four, owing to the fact that Moroccan football has been in the ascendancy in recent times. I think the closest or the toughest of all the quarterfinals will be between Al Ahly and Raja Casablanca of Morocco, The Moroccans have really come a long way, like I said, in recent times. But Al Ahly may be favored to this time around make it through. For CS Belouizdad and Mamelodi Sundowns, I'll give this one to the South Africans. These are my picks. So the four teams I expect to make it to the last four of the competition are Esperance of Tunisia, Wydad Athletic of Morocco, Al Ahly of Egypt, and Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa.
Away from football news now, Senegal has been named as the top contender to host the Mixed Martial Arts UFC's first ever event in Africa. The organization has long signaled its intent to hold a fight card on the continent, particularly when the UFC held a trifecta of African champions in Francis Ngannou of Cameroon, Israel Adesanya and Kamaru Usman, both of Nigerian descent. But despite just having a sole African-born champion currently, the appetite remains to forge new grounds in the UFC's only major unexplored market. While Senegal is being considered, there is a much talked about potential matchup between UFC middleweight champion, Nigerian-born New Zealander Israel Adesanya and rising contender from South Africa, Dricus du Plessis. Du Plessis says whoever wins, if that fight happens, it will be victory for Africa ultimately.
I am the only African fighter that's residing in Africa, training in Africa, and fighting out of Africa. So I don't know how people mistake that in any way. We are all from Africa, that is a fact. But at the end of the day, there's only one of us who resides in Africa, who trains in Africa, and fights out of Africa.
In table tennis news, the lack of funds is threatening Kenya's hosting of the 2023 International Table Tennis Federation Africa Cup. The Kenyan Table Tennis Federation had said that funding for the event, which the federation requested for in January 2023 from the Ministry of Sport, has not been disbursed, despite the fact that teams are expected to start arriving in Nairobi from Saturday this weekend. Kenya is expecting about 18 countries to grace this year's event that will take place at the Kasarani Indoor Gymnasium. Andrew Mudibo, president of the Table Tennis Kenya, says there are consequences if Kenya fails to host the championship.
Kenya will be penalized. We'll have to pay the air tickets of every person who was coming, the visa costs that are there, and also other damages that are there, which would have been done. Like now when you talk about that, don't forget that the International Federation has also booked TV rights for the event, where it will be shown in other countries.
And now to basketball. Cape Town Tigers rallied from 11-point deficit to beat SLAC in their opening game of the 2023 Nile Conference on Thursday. Evans Ganapamo's trademark turnaround shot tied the game at 47-all right at the end of the third quarter to spark what appeared an improbable comeback. He then converted two free throws to start the final quarter, and the Tigers never trailed again to win 75-68. It was Cape Town's first BAL win since beating Cobra Sports 83-79 on April 15th, 2022. The other game saw Club Atletico Petroleos de Luanda beat City Oilers 89-71. Al Hakli of Egypt had earned a 92-74 victory over Mozambique's Ferroviário de Beira in the first game of the Nile Conference on Wednesday in Cairo, Egypt.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson Omale with another extra spicy package of African sports news. Action resumes Saturday in Cairo in the Men's Basketball Africa League. Petro de Luanda, the 2022 finalist, will play Ferro Viário de Beira in the opening game, and that will be followed by a matchup between Ahali of Egypt and City Oilers of Uganda. And that wraps up the April 28th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in.
I get it.
Wishing all our Sunny Side of Sports listeners a nice weekend ahead. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the
Sunny Side of Sports.